It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
And the answer to this week's true or false trivia question is true. A lot of people in their mind picture Jack Swilling when they think of Phoenix founder. Well, he was sent here by Henry Wickenburg to start farming and raising food for his mining operation in Wickenburg. But it was Daryl Dupa that named it Phoenix. And his homestead is still standing. You can see it on Sherman Street between 2nd and 1st Avenue behind the American Legion building. It's fenced off, but there's a little plaque there you can read about it. And then if you schedule a time to go to the Pioneer and Military Memorial Cemetery, you can see his tombstone still right there, and just 2 miles from his original homestead. Phoenix is our featured staycation destination, and you can sign up to win yours. We'll be drawing for Christopher Creek next week. You say, why Christopher Creek in February? It's so cold. Well, the Pony Express is going to be coming through there, so you'll have the opportunity to mail all of your friends and relatives via Pony Express. So we're going to let you see the mail handoff come right through Christopher Creek as they come into the Prado del Sol in February. So you go to arizonastaycation.com to sign up and register. And as we were going to break, Victor, you were right in the middle of a story about LoJack. Basically, it's like a typewriter of GPS today. is basically what I think you were saying.
I think you're right on point with that, Romy.
So how does a new GPS tracking system work? I mean, this old triangulation system seemed pretty complicated.
There's a lot more involved than trying to figure out where that vehicle is with the triangulation. The newer systems right now, they've commercialized GPS. So we all use the GPS satellites, which are government satellites, and that gives us latitude, longitude, speed, and direction of travel. And then that little device that we install in your vehicle has a modem, a cellular modem. It actually has a SIM card, just like your phone. So we take those points from the satellites and we shoot it up to our servers via cellular system, and that's where we do our back-end magic. We'll put the mapping, the reporting, the alerts, and we give you access to our servers via, your own personal username and password. And, that's the simple way to explain it.
And it's simple, but once you have that login, it's incredible. You can set up all kinds of alerts. You can set up a braking alert, a speed alert, a hard turn alert. If it hits a certain landmark, like, hey, Roman got to KTAR, or Lance, we're sending him out to Casa Grande, it'll notify us your transit hit Casa Grande. I mean, it's the notification system part of it is, you don't have to sit there and monitor it. It'll tell you what you want to know based on your preset alerts. It's creepy and fascinating all at once.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean,
you can text the driver, why am I getting a speed alert at this moment?
And you shouldn't be reading this text, though.
Right.
Actually, we could send the text alert directly from the system to the driver saying, hey, we know you're speeding, so cut it out. Speeding wastes gas, and it also puts the company in harm's way. You're going too fast, the chances of getting to a crash are much higher. So by monitoring your drivers, it'll reduce fuel cost and accidents.
Who are your biggest customers? Just big fleet operators?
I
love having it on just one vehicle.
Yeah. We're mixed. We have large operators with 300-400 vehicles. And then just about any service industry out there, your plumbers, your HVAC, your pest control guys, your non-medical emergency transportation guys, electricians, plumbers. I mean, the list just keeps going on and on. So anyone that has even a small fleet, like 1, 2, 3, 4 vehicles, it's a very inexpensive way to monitor what your guys are doing and actually manage them. I mean, if you can't see them, you can't manage it.
And I'm going to say, I don't want to put a time prediction out there because of how fast everything develops, but we've been seeing this coming where there'll be a time, right now when you have a service or, your cable company or, a plumber, they'll give you a window. We'll be there between blank because they don't know how long the previous job's going to take. People don't always have time to wait. You'll be able to leave and get a notification. This service vehicle is now en route to your home. Here's the estimated time. When they get there, your smart door picks up his GPS tracking system, verifies it, unlocks the door, lets him go in, do the job. He sends you an estimate, accept it, decline it. You accept it. He does the work, complete payment transaction. He's gone. You come home, and your leaky faucet's fixed, and no one had to stay home.
That's right. And, you know, it's paperless billing, too. Job is complete. You sign off on it. The company gets paid, and it's
done.
Instant. Done. Yeah.
I've got a question, a selfish question.
Sure.
I only know two men in Arizona that have more secret hiking spots than me. Well,
can you track them?
Okay. How hard is it for me to install this unit on their truck?
I do have a small magnetic unit. Well, first of all, I mean, it would be illegal for you to do that.
Oh, well, we didn't have to bring that up.
Darn.
But what is the installation like on these units? Is it a day process, an hour process?
No. The most common one is a three-wire install. So our installers will actually come out to your place. It takes about 15, 20 minutes per vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's very quick. And that's with the hard wiring. We also have a device that just plugs into the OBD2 port, the diagnostic port on a vehicle. And that's like instant. I mean, you can do it yourself.
I'll take two of those.
I remember when they came, Lance is like, yeah, they're here to install on the trans. I'm like, okay, I'll come out and talk to them after I get off the phone. I got off the phone and they were already gone. Now, yours that you installed on ours, it is a GPS tracker, but it also has a dash cam, both pointed at the driver and out the window.
Correct. And again, since you've got yours, the technology has already changed.
So. And we just got ours a year ago.
Yeah.
So your GPS is separate from the camera, okay?
Okay.
So your camera records on an SD card, and it does have GPS in it, but it's like a static, it's a location place. So where events happen, it records it on the SD card, and then you can take that SD card and watch it on your computer. So it'll show the events, the movies, and the mapping. Now we have a dash cam GPS combo. So everything's in one. So you have your tracking, your reports, and then you also have the dash cam that records events. So it'll record hard braking, hard acceleration, impact, and hard turns. So it'll take like an 8-second clip and shoot it to the cloud for those events. So you have harsh braking and hard braking, hardcore braking. And you can go in and just kind of see what your drivers are doing. You can get alerts sent to you also. Hey, we have a hardcore braking event. So you would just log into the cloud and see the event, see why did that happen.
When Romy told me he was mounting all this equipment to our new truck,
cha-ching, 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 cha-ching,
to me, what's this going to cost? To me, I thought, well, it sounds cool, but, you know, how far is this going to set me back? I was amazed at how affordable all this technology was.
Yeah, we work very, very hard to get the best equipment for our customers and the most up-to-date technology, too. So right now, everything is 4G, and it's all set for 5G. But again, because of our volume and our contacts in the industry, we will get some of the best equipment for our clients.
And when we're talking about hard braking and aggressive acceleration, the one of two instances that we've pulled the SIM card to get the video, right on the 202, Lance was driving and, you know, had a very hard break off to the side. Well, you watch the video and you can see he was doing everything perfect. A 5-gallon bucket off of a landscape truck that had been used to plant trees previously flew off and hit the front of the transit. And he didn't, you know, it happened so quick he couldn't tell what it was, but he got off to the side. And in that case, it protects the safe driver because, you know, our instinct and our natural reaction is to just assume they're driving like a maniac.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many times it would exonerate the driver. I'll show you some YouTube videos later. So it's great. I mean, you know, I looked at that video clip too. I think you showed it to me. And it actually exonerates him. I mean, he looked to the left, he looked to the right, he didn't know what to do. So he had no choice but to hit that bucket. You know, if he would have went to the left, it would have been a crash. So.
And if he'd have gone to the right, he'd have been in the freeway wall.
Into the wall, right.
He kept pretty cool through the whole thing, I thought,
He did. I think he did a great job.
Do you find that you use these
you have clients like for transport, people transport. I think like school buses or nursing homes or people like that to transport people. It seems like it would be a great device.
Yeah, we're still working it with some school bus companies.
I have one bus driver I'd like
there's
to put
one.
A GPS on.
Scottsdale Unified
comes down Larkspur
School Bus
every day,
driver that desperately needs a GPS speed indicator on his bus.
Got to stick on time with that route. Come
man,
on.
Man, oh man, I can't believe what he does down residential streets.
Well, radio is a big part of our driving experience, and a lot of people are in the vehicles right now. We're very excited about having affordable GPS as an associate partner with Rosie on the House, keeping all of our listeners safe on the road while they're out traveling and about. And we've got a couple more features we're going to talk about, but let's get two more real quick knocked off of our Arizona staycation bucket list. New venues.
Easy.
Okay.
I promised my older sister, Karen, I'd take her to the Desert Bar.
Easy, as if you've got 5 hours to get there
live. We'll make an overnight in Parker. But I promised Karen, she wanted to see the Desert Bar. So I said, okay, we'll go to the Desert Bar before it closes for the summer.
Yeah, and it's open now until I think about May.
Yeah, we got a couple months to get it done.
Well, I could write off his, or... this isn't really the first time I've been to an event there. It was the MEM, but the first one was so bad. I want to go back and have one I really enjoy. But we chose a guitarist that we love and took Carol, our youngest daughter, telling her, you're going to love this guy. I don't care how old you are. He's so great. It was the worst concert we've ever been to. So.
Well, it was great music, but there was no entertainment.
He came out, Romy, sat on his chair.
Is this Esteban?
No. Esteban's awesome. Otmar. And he came out and sat on, never looked at us, never said hello, played 2 hours, got up and left. I'm like, what is that? So anyway, great music, but I wanted her to... You know, anyway.
And on the venue, we had concert, symphony, a play, museum, zoo, minor or major league game, livestock show, or rodeo. Gary, did you pick one?
Well, would the zoo be the venue for me?
Lights. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it's embarrassing.
Because you're going to the Anvil for your new event.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. I got that.
Well, he's keeping it so close to home that he's gonna win.
We can make that a remote broadcast. The Anvil Blast.
Have it live on the air, the sound of it.
Yeah.
I did put Desert Bar, though, as second on my list, and I had to figure out what to do. So I might...
We'll do a family trip.
Absolutely.
We'll take the trains.
Your venue.
The Kids Museum. Take the kids to the Kids Museum downtown, and I have been there when the Concrete Decor Show had come through town, and they were building that. And the Concrete Decor Show did a lot of free stuff for... the Kids Museum with all an example of all the different things on concrete. But we've never been back when it's open. Tinley went with her school and enjoys it, so we're going to take the kids.
What's
before
the proper name of it?
Too young or too old to enjoy it. This is a Kids Museum.
It's just called Kids Museum?
It's not the Science Center, right?
No, those are two it's separate on 7th things. Street, and it's an old schoolhouse that's turned into a Kids Museum. Now, I have no idea what's inside of it, but we're going to take the kids before they get too old to enjoy it.
Well, and then we were supposed to pick a museum.
Well, that... museum applied to venue.
Oh.
And well, in that umbrella.
Oh. Well, I had Phoenix Art Museum. I got to get there to see the Legends of Speed display.